Today's reading begins in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. Proverbs 29, verse 1. He who is often reproved, yet stiffens his neck, will suddenly be broken beyond healing. When the righteous increase, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. He who loves wisdom makes his father glad, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. By justice, a king builds up the land, but he who exacts gifts tears it down. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. An evil man is ensnared in his transgression, but a righteous man sings and rejoices. A righteous man knows the rights of the poor. A wicked man does not understand such knowledge. Scoffers set a city aflame, but the wise turn away wrath. If a wise man has an argument with a fool, the fool only rages and laughs, and there is no quiet. Bloodthirsty men hate one who is blameless and seek the life of the upright. A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. If a ruler listens to falsehood, all his officials will be wicked. The poor man and the oppressor meet together, the Lord gives light to the eyes of both. If a king faithfully judges the poor, his throne will be established forever. The rod and reproof give him wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother. When the wicked increase, transgression increases, but the righteous will look upon their downfall. Discipline your son, and he will give you rest. He will give delight to your heart. Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. By mere words, a servant is not disciplined, for though he understands, he will not respond. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. Whoever pampers his servant from childhood will in the end find him his heir. A man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression. One's pride will bring him low, but he who is lowly in spirit will obtain honor. The partner of a thief hates his own life. He hears the curse, but discloses nothing. The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. Many seek the face of a ruler, but it is from the Lord that a man gets justice. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, but one whose way is straight is an abomination to the wicked. Chapter 30. The words of Agur, son of Jaka, the oracle. The man declares, I am weary, O God, I am weary, O God, and worn out. Surely I am too stupid to be a man, I have not the understanding of a man. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I knowledge of the Holy One. Who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered with wind in his fists? Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name? Surely you know. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you, and you be found a liar. Two things I ask of you. Deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, Who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Do not slander a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be held guilty. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. There are those who are clean in their own eyes, but are not washed of their filth. There are those, how lofty are their eyes, how high their eyelids lift. There are those whose teeth are swords, whose fangs are knives, to devour the poor from off the earth, the needy from among mankind. The leech has two daughters, give and give. Three things are never satisfied, four never say enough. Sheol, the barren womb, the land never satisfied with water, and the fire that never says enough. The eye that mocks a father and scorns to obey a mother will be picked out by the ravens of the valley and eaten by the vultures. Three things are too wonderful for me, four I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a virgin. This is the way of an adulteress. She eats and wipes her mouth and says, I have done no wrong. Under three things the earth trembles, under four it cannot bear up. A slave when he becomes king, and a fool when he is filled with food, an unloved woman when she gets a husband, and a maid servant when she displaces her mistress. Four things on earth are small, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they provide their food in the summer. The rock badgers are a people not mighty, yet they make their homes in the cliffs. The locusts have no king, yet all of them march in rank. The lizard you can take in your hands, yet it is in kings' palaces. Three things are stately in their tread. Four are stately in their stride. The lion, which is mightiest among beasts and does not turn back from any, the strutting rooster, the he-goat, and a king whose army is with him. If you have been foolish, exalting yourself, or if you have been devising evil, put your hand on your mouth, for pressing milk produces curds, pressing the nose produces blood, and pressing anger produces strife. We've almost completed the book of Proverbs. Chapter 29 continues to share these nuggets of wisdom with us, starting off with saying that he who is often reproved yet stiffens his neck will suddenly be broken beyond healing. Those who refuse to be reproved will find a terrible end. Verse 7, a righteous man knows the rights of the poor. A wicked man does not understand such knowledge. The righteous care about the people around them, whereas the wicked do not. Verse 11, a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. There's quite a bit in the book of Proverbs about fools and loose lips. Verse 22, a man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression. The man of wrath tends to speak out and act out that wrath, causing much more strife around him and much more transgression. It heaps and heaps. And verse 27 seems to fit very well with the changes we're seeing in society around us today. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, but one whose way is straight is an abomination to the wicked. Chapter 30 is listed as written by Agur. I always wonder if I'm pronouncing that correctly. But it's noticeably different in style than what we've previously read in the book of Proverbs. And he starts out in verses 2 through 4 making the statements that he's too stupid to be a man, yet doesn't have the understanding of a man. He's not learned wisdom. Then he focuses on the Word of God, so it may be simply him stating that he can't come to a knowledge on his own. God has to share these things with him. He expresses his reliance on God to deliver him from falsehood. But the identity of this individual is unknown. This name doesn't appear anywhere else in the Bible. We don't have any prophecies of him. We don't have any records of him. This is simply what we have. We also have an interesting construct later in this chapter where he states three things and then four. This is a literary device that was commonly used for wisdom literature of the time, where you'd have a number and then a number plus one. In this section, I think what he is communicating by that literary device is simply that there are things that he does not understand. And then he realizes that there's probably even more that he doesn't even realize he doesn't understand. That's my simplistic way of looking at it. And maybe that helps understand why he uses that particular device. Or it may be just so common that that was a way of looking at it. Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.